The Environmental Protection Agency requires communities that use chlorine to clean their drinking water to do quarterly tests for disinfectant byproducts. 8 Alaskan drinking water systems are out of compliance with these tests. 6 of the systems are in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. For member station KYUK in Bethel, Angela Denning-Barnes reports.
Bethel has 3 of the 8 systems that are in violation. 3 other systems are in the YK Delta communities of Alaganuk, Amonik, and Kotlik. Craig and Klawak are also out of compliance. The EPA says these communities violated the Safe Drinking Water Act and the National Primary Drinking Water Regulations by not completing or submitting reports to the EPA that were due on July 1st. Chan Pankomsing is an EPA enforcement officer.
This is a monitoring violation. It's not a water quality violation.
In other words, the water could be fine, but the EPA doesn't know for sure because they don't have the reports for them. Chlorine is a common chemical used for cleaning drinking water. The EPA monitors how much chlorine residuals are left in the water to make sure it is still safe. There are health risks if the levels are too high.
There might be some effects in your liver, your kidney, your central nervous system. You could get problems from that. And it could be carcinogenic as well.
The city of Bethel has performed the sampling and says the water is safe, but the reports were not sent in by deadline.
Through an oversight on our part, they didn't get turned in like they were supposed to.
That's Bethel's city manager, Lee Foley. He says they're taking the missed deadline seriously.
We've put in checks and balances to ensure that we don't miss this kind of report in the future, because this is a serious thing. Even though the water is very good and it's safe to drink, it's a grave issue, and we take the responsibility to the people of Bethel pretty seriously. So we're going to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
There is more testing required than there used to be. EPA calls it Stage 2 of the Disinfectants and Disinfection Byproducts Rule. Stage 2 went into effect in 2006, and EPA is cracking down on getting those quarterly tests in. It might sound simple enough, but in remote rural communities, it's usually never easy.
Sometimes it goes pretty slow.
Cyprian Oglian is the water plant operator in Alaganuk, which is also in violation. Oglian has worked at the plant for over 20 years, and he says he is trying to figure out how to get the Stage 2 sampling done right. He says they have to send their water samples to Anchorage, which must first go through the village of St. Mary's. Every once in a while, they take longer than a week to get to the lab, and then it all has to be done again.
If it's more than 1 week, they'll test us Armin Lake for that. Another sample to ship it out here and send it back out again for resampling.
In this July 1st deadline, Oglian says the samples made it to the Anchorage lab, but because of an outstanding bill with the city, the lab put them on hold and the samples expired.
Even the request for new sample kit and they still didn't want to send the sample kit to us.
Now Oglian says he's working with another Anchorage lab to get more samples sent out to the village to start over. He says he would like to see more lab services closer to home, which would make water sampling go a lot faster. If sampling doesn't get done, EPA does have sanctions they can place on the municipalities. Again, Chan Pankomsing with the EPA.
For violations of this order, respondent may be subject to a civil penalty of not more than $37,500 per day of violation.
But he stresses that's only the maximum penalty. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning-Barnes.